What's up, folks? This is Victor Cruz, and welcome to the Victor Cruz Acting Studio. Today, I'm hanging out. You know this man as, what is it now? Is it Sergeant? Is it
Detective Lieutenant? Sergeant Detective? Brett Mahoney, man.
Brett Mahoney. Mr. Royce Johnson is in the
Hello,
house.
What's up, man? Vic.
So it's crazy. I mean, you started out as like the good cop. You know, you're the only good cop during season one of Daredevil.
Right.
And, you know, Daredevil spots you. He realizes you're a good cop. And then you somehow climb up the ranks. Did you go from officer to sergeant first?
I went from officer to detective.
Just
we skipped
detective.
That. The mayor. It was the mayor's decision. It wasn't my decision.
Right.
They needed a good guy that they can collar and just say promote him. Just skip him. Skip the other
ranks. Everybody was so dirty. They just had to jump.
Just jump ranks, man. Yeah, I went from basic desk sergeant to detective.
That's great, man.
I was a
little
over my head.
Listen, when I saw you in season one, like me and like so many others, you know, as friends and family, was so super duper proud of you.
Thank you.
Seeing you on the show. But I mean, it's one thing to be proud of somebody because they're on a show, but it's also so well deserved.
Yeah, thank you.
I've known you for years. We studied together at SUNY Purchase College.
Yes.
And I've seen your work since back then.
Yes, yes.
One of my favorite plays I always tell you about.
Native Son. Bigger Thomas.
Oh, man, you did a hell of a job.
Bigger, man. Thank you, brother.
Such a great job.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
So talk to me, man. You know, you go to an institution like Purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you study in a conservatory. This is your first acting school ever?
Ever. I've never had any schools prior to this, like, you know, a LaGuardia, a New World School or anything like that. I went straight from the military, straight to college.
Wow. And in the military, were you already thinking about acting?
No, I wasn't, man.
How did you go?
We had a recruiter. He was asking me, what was I going to do after, you know, the military or whatever. I said, I want to become an actor.
Wow.
So I always have this Coming to America reference that I always use.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen Coming to America.
Of course,
right. I had a
one
coin.
Of the greatest films ever.
Well, I knew if you
Not
had to
become. greatest films ever. And by the way, they've confirmed they're going to do Coming to America Part 2.
No, wait. Come on, man. Please.
You see that?
Eddie's going to do that, man.
Eddie's going to do
All
that.
All right. He agreed to it. I would love. I'll be the first one in line to buy a ticket.
I mean, we still love the first one. We'll excuse whatever happens to the second
Whatever happens.
One. Whatever doesn't matter. We still love Eddie. All
right. So. What happened was I knew that to become an actor, I had to go to New York or LA. That's what I thought in my head.
Right.
I thought that, right? So I flipped the coin, bam, New York, we're going to Queens.
And you're
going to
Queens.
Take me to the Waldorf. So I came to New York, auditioned for one school only, which was SUNY Purchase.
Wow.
3 months later, I get a call, you're accepted.
Wow.
I had no idea how many people they
auditioned. Right.
How many people they were going to accept.
Sure.
Win, lose, or draw, I didn't know. But my future went from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so great, man.
Mm-hmm.
So now, talk to me about, like, okay, so you study in this
conservatory.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatory, SUNY Purchase. You graduate. When does it kick off for you? Does it happen right away? Does it take a while? Talk to me about that process.
Okay. First of all, you have to go and meet everyone. That's the first thing you have to do. Casting agents, managers, agents. You take these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you audition because you got to learn the audition process. It's
right.
not like school anymore. Everyone knows you. They bring in a director. You're going to be in the same play with the same people. So you have to make your way, your face known in New York City. That's what you do first. That may take a while. Sometimes it may take a few months or it could take a few years.
How long did it take for you coming out of school?
About 3 months.
Three months.
Was my first job was in, I think we graduated in June. My first job was like late September. It was a Wendy's commercial.
Oh,
wow. You know, because, it was fun. It was fun, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you
book. How were the residuals?
$12,000, bro.
$12,000.
After taxes.
Easy. After taxes, wow.
Yeah, it was great. And then you book, you know, you go around, you audition for regional theater, you audition for television, which was interesting because, you know, television and theater is such, you know, so different, you know, it's like, you know, like they say, surgery.
What's the difference, you would say, as an actor performing in theater versus being on TV or film?
Theater is live. You get fed from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The audience feeds you. Theater is much more bigger, larger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to compare it to like, you know, surgery, you know,
mm-hmm.
theater is like being operated on with a scalpel.
Mm.
Television is much smaller.
Right.
Much, much smaller.
Less painful.
Less, you know,
surgery.
And then you go to a laser, a fine laser.
Mm.
Where they have to read everything inside of you through your eyes, you know, and your facial expressions, you know, much smaller.
How important are facial expressions and the eyes when it comes to acting, let's say theater versus TV and film?
Okay, theater. Theater speech is important because you want that guy in the back row that got the bad tickets, those seats. We want him to hear us. So, you know, voice and speech, which they teach at the conservatory, that has to exist. So, you know, it's much more alive, you know, in your body.
Gotcha.
You get it? That's theater. Yeah. Now, television, much more internal.
Much more internal.
We have to, you know, we want to see what that guy's thinking on his journey without so much activity going on in the body. Now, if you're a physical guy, that's one thing. I mean, Jim Carrey, you know, somebody like that, or Eddie Murphy, you know, much more physical, they can pull it off. But besides that, you know, it got to be, you know, a little toned down much more in television versus theater.
Now, coming out of SUNY Purchase, you know, all you know now is theater, because this is theater training.
Right.
Talk to me about your transition from that's all you did to having to then do TV and film, and it becoming, like you said,
later, much smaller.
Much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a challenge for you? How did you learn how to do it?
Very much. I mean, they love our school. They love that I put forth the work to book the job. Now, once I booked the job, you know, the theater training would come out. So my number one note I would always get, like, the director would pull me aside and like, Royce, I love what you're doing, man. I love the work. But just take it down a little bit more. You know, just take it down. I was like, how much more? So then we would take it down. He's like, Royce, man, I'm digging you. I'm digging you. You're doing great work. Just take it down a little bit more. And then, you know, after a process, you know, auditioning, booking jobs, getting one job after another, you learn the craft.
Right.
It's like working at a McDonald's or something, you know. You're on register. McDowell's.
They got the Big Mac.
We got the Big Mick. That buns have seats. Our buns have no seats. Exactly. So, you know, just being on set, doing it more and more, it's like practice. You know, the more you do something like free throws or whatever, the better you become.
Sure.
So that's my experience been, you know, booking the jobs, doing the work, and getting practice on camera. And also take classes. That's very important. Yeah. When you're not working, take a class.
Sure.
Took Marcy Phillips, Tess Luberski, you know, there's Bob Krakauer. There's a lot of on-camera classes that could train us. You already got the training from your conservatory. So use that with an acting coach or someone like yourself, you know, at the studio that can, you know, tone in your craft, you know.
That's great, man. No, that's really helpful for folks listening. And talk to me about those days in which auditions didn't go as great as you wanted to, and maybe those weren't the best days, but how did you bring yourself back up? What did you learn from those moments? How did it shift you into becoming the actor that you are today?
Well, first of all, know what you're bringing into the room. You know that sometimes it's not about how great you were or how bad you were. You know, don't take it so personal, because I took every audition very personal that I didn't get, you know?
How long did you hold on to that? You know, because some people sometimes, they want something so bad that they'll hold on to it for an entire week.
Yeah.
Destroy their daily, you know, activities or influence them.
I would say you should drop it and leave it in the room after you're done. That's what I would say. But we all know that's not the case, you know, because it's still in your mind. You've worked on this, you've worked on your sides all weekend. You go in for 3 minutes and you come out.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you have a bad day or a bad audition, you felt the audition went bad, you know, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know if you are. I'm not, you know.
I don't have those skills.
Those skill sets, exactly.
Not yet.
We're going to get them, but not yet.
I ordered a kit on Amazon. I'm waiting for it to come in. They said February 13th.
Right.
By noon.
By noon. So the thing is, we don't know what they're looking for. I thought, you know, I wanted to give them the interpretation of what they were looking for or what I was looking for. But do your best. Feel good. Trust your craft. I always tell people, trust your craft. A bad audition, if you knew, you know, you didn't say something right or you missed a line or you felt you weren't dressed appropriately or whatever, next time, you know, pick yourself up, get better next time and have a better audition. I've had some really, really great auditions that I didn't get booked for. Then I've had some bad auditions that I felt were bad that I booked. So we never know. You know, there's like 5, 6, 7 people in the room sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're looking for.
Now talk to me about what you have control of and what you don't have control of.
Being hired. I mean, if it was for me, I mean, I feel like I can, every audition I go on, I want to get booked for. Yeah. That's not the case. You know, I went on an audition the other day, you know, it was great. But I'm not 6'2", I'm 5'9". All right.
But you're a great 5'9". Your 5'9" is like a 6'2".
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
But I just was not 6'2", and I'm not perfect.
Let me know who the guest director was. I'll break
your
legs.
Come break on. The legs. Yeah. Because I thought the audition went well. It went great. But like I said, I'm not 6'2", so they decided to go with someone else.
Right.
And you can be the sidekick best friend. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's how, you know, they appreciated the work I did. And, you know, not to take it so personal because it's out of your hands. I have no control over that. I have no control over, I'm not in on those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I say? When I leave the room. All I got to do is trust that I did a great job. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better at auditioning. And it's good practice.
Right.
For me to keep going in.
Now, let me ask you this. What, have you ever been into a room where the writers and the producers had one idea of what this character was supposed
mm-hmm.
to be, and then you come
mm-hmm.
and you shift
mm-hmm.
their thought in, man, could this character be Royce Johnson?
Mm.
Has that ever happened for you?
Have yeah.
you gone in for a role that wasn't necessary for you,
mm-hmm.
but suddenly you're the guy?
Yeah. The one I'm in now, Brett Mahoney. They decided not to traditionally cast, you know?
Wow.
You know, this could have been easily a white character, Hispanic character, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So they looked at me like, hey, that's our guy.
Yeah.
I changed their minds. You know, this is the kind of guy they want to be
sure.
that detective or that cop
mm-hmm.
role, you know.
It's really great. I mean, you really do. You know, for me, I always tell some of my students, I say, you know, the script, as much as that's the writer's process in the writer's
mm-hmm.
world, and
mm-hmm.
and that means something to the writer because they went on a whole journey to create that. But in a sense, the script is a theory. It's an idea
yes.
that the actor has to come in and breathe life into.
Of course.
So what I love with what you've done with Brett Mahoney is that mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Detective Brett
Sergeant Brett Mahoney.
Sorry. Right. What I love with the guy is when we first meet him, he's actually this really good person, like
yeah.
kind of like caught in the mix of everything in this mm-hmm. mess
mm-hmm.
to who he is today on The Punisher.
Yes, yes.
This new season of The Punisher.
Yes.
This
yes.
guy, you don't want to mess with this.
What an arc. What an arc, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What an arc. We're talking about a guy who was like just, you know, waiting on his pension to come in.
This is like the Walter White
of cops. I would agree.
Yeah, this is the
we
got to
put
it.
He's the Walter. Yeah, exactly.
The Walter White of cops.
The Walter White
Start
of cops.
Is this nice guy.
Nice guy.
Not even a cop. Just,
yeah,
seems
just
like
a deck
regular
sergeant,
guy.
Regular guy, you know, waiting on his pension. He takes care of his mom. You know, childhood friend comes in.
Yeah.
He works with a vigilante, you know, lawyer, whatever. And, things start happening and his arc starts,
yeah.
you know, and that's how life is. You know, I'm mm-hmm. not the same guy I was at 30
right.
or 20,
right.
you know, and, you know, we go from a beat cop, you know, writing parking tickets
mm-hmm.
to some guy who's, you know, he's the lead detective on a major.
You're running the show now.
God.
You're kicking. What is the FBI?
They said that I occupy 33% of the entire Marvel Universe on Netflix with all the shows.
That is amazing.
That's a big percentage. That's I didn't know that. Someone told me that the other day. I was like, you realize that?
That's awesome.
You occupy 33% of the
this is definitely like
mm-hmm.
online
mm-hmm.
geekster.
Yeah, geeks. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know that Brad.
You know
Brad. But we need the geeksters because guess what? They're the ones that make sure
mm-hmm.
that people acknowledge, you know, how great you are on the show. And I could imagine that as Brett Mahoney's mm-hmm. confidence has built on the show, so has Royce Johnson's
exactly.
confidence as an actor. I'm sure
yeah, yeah,
has built. Where are you today in terms of your confidence level versus when you first started acting?
Well, I'm much more secure in my talent.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's required of me when I walk into a room.
Mm-hmm.
I know now not to take it so personal
right.
when I'm not hired for a job.
Right.
And I do realize now that everybody has their process.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. you know, of working.
Sure.
And development. But it's a teaching experience, you know. Smell the roses, enjoy the journey, mm-hmm. you know. Don't take it so serious. It's a job, you know.
That's beautiful, man.
I'm a professional pretender. You know what I mean?
You should get a business card that says professional pretender, Rich Johnson. Right there, you'll beat out all 6'2 height actors. Now, let me ask you, is there anything that you noticed about yourself that was always there even before you got training?
Yeah.
You know, I tell a lot of my students that a great teacher, and this I learned from my own teacher, mm-hmm. you know, a great teacher is a great detective. Mm-hmm. And what that means, like yourself, a great mm-hmm. detective, someone who can seek out where the gold lives mm-hmm. and encourage the actor to reconnect with that gold and be the best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much of what you do today was already a part of you even before you went into mm-hmm. the military? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you've thought about that. Like, oh, you know, I always was this.
Yeah. You know, I would say I'm very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I carry myself. I went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. you know, military training.
Yeah.
I think that groomed me. That was always inside of my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom was very strict.
Right.
You know, come inside at a certain hour. We ate at a certain hour. So that was
born the
discipline.
At the time that she said,
yeah, at 8:03 on a Tuesday. So that's always been a part of me. Even directors now, they're like, Royce, I'm going home, bro. If you want to break down this scene some more, go ahead. You know, I'm the guy. I'm that guy. So I've always had that discipline about myself. Mm-hmm. That's always been there before school, before the military. I've always had that discipline going on. Growing up in that, you know, in the environment that I grew up in, you know, the grandmother living with us, you know, hey, you know, it's 8:00, it's time to go to bed, you know, 8:00, you were in bed. So that part I've always had with me, and I took it with me on this job. You know, we have sides to learn. We have scripts to read. I have that discipline. I set aside that time to read that script, to break down that dramatic structure, to see where I come in, to see what choices need to be made. So that discipline and that focus has always been there. And now it's just more advanced because we've, you know, done it so much now.
That's awesome. How important is preparation work?
Very important. You don't want, someone is not you. I'm not you, you're not me. Mm-hmm. So there's something about me that's very special that I need to bring to the table. And I need to make sure that the directors and the people, the decision makers see that. Wow. So I think every actor brings a little bit of themselves to every role they play. Every role. So I need to let that show still being the character that the writer wrote down. So if I can even give a hint of that, if I'm making sense to you.
Yeah.
Just a hint of that preparation of a little Royce inside of that character. It helps.
I love how you said that because that goes really beyond preparation.
Mm.
You're talking about not only preparing for the role, but preparing yourself so that when you mm-hmm. walk in there, mm-hmm. sharing a piece of yourself in the role is a part of that process.
Yeah, that vulnerability. That, you know.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
I don't think people, I've never heard anybody say that before.
Mm.
Where I'm creating an opportunity in which you can see me.
Yeah.
Because that makes it special.
Yeah.
That makes it unique. That's why you want to watch Brett Mahoney.
Right.
On Daredevil. On Punisher.
On Jessica Jones.
On Jessica Jones.
on Iron Fist or something. Yeah.
I think, you're so good, you might invade the DC world.
That's what they're saying, man. Hopefully we will get inside of DC.
Well, Disney's definitely watching. So I think
Thank
Brett
you.
Mahoney needs his own show.
Oh, wow, man. Show.
I'm
going to
say this loud enough. I mean, God already knows it, but I think
Thank
producers
you, man.
Need to hear that.
Thank you.
Any advice that you can share with, you know, people who are listening, also there are actors,
mm-hmm.
you've got actors that are brand spanking new that are, you know, might be timid, might be just learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have actors that may have stepped out of the business for 20 years and are now coming back into it. Any advice you can share to those two different groups?
Follow your dream. Keep pushing forward. No matter how many times you get knocked down, get back up. Mm-hmm. Okay? Don't take it so personal. It's a process. Okay? We're learning. We're all learners and we're all teachers. So my advice to that person who's been away for 20 years or that vulnerable person who's never acted a day in their life like I was. I wanted to do something. I went after it. So keep moving forward. Don't give up. I know this sounds cliche, but these are words that I live by.
And that, you know, sometimes the most cliche or the thing we think is cliche are just things that we've heard so much that mm-hmm. we actually have not took a moment to just apply.
Yes, just apply it.
Like the line, like when you think of when people say, love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love yourself could be another line that is like cliche, but the reality is how many people actually truly love themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you really look at it, not too many,
mm-hmm.
not too many, mm-hmm. but those that have decided, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to love me
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be the very best, which is what I you're doing.
Whatever,
now.
In whatever way possible.
Brother, man, we could stay here all freaking day.
I know. Knowing us, right?
Knowing us, man. We'd be here cracking jokes.
Cracking jokes, laughing, coming to America.
We need to
say, all right. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you too, bro. All the time.
Oh, thank you, bro. This is Royce Johnson. If you have not met him, you need to log on to Netflix right now.
Yes.
And meet him as beginning Death Sergeant Brett Mahoney, who becomes Detective Brett Mahoney from Daredevil, Jessica Jones, to all the way to Punisher. I couldn't think. Did I miss you on Luke Cage?
Not on Luke Cage. It was the only one
that
I didn't appear on.
Jeez.
My brother Mike Coulter, my best friend,
yeah.
for like 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I not on your show, man?
Yeah.
Are you afraid I'm going to steal your trailer or something, brother?
You're like, I work in New York City, but Harlem.
But Harlem. I will not go to Harlem, okay?
That's why
I'm
in
Harlem.
Really
yeah, we're in
really
Harlem right now.
To Luke Cage. Luke Cage is a fantastic show.
Yes, man. My brother Mike Coulter, man.
Yeah,
my
really
brother. That's why I stayed with in LA when I went. Yeah. Mike Coulter, man.
That's
Luke
awesome.
Cage. Appreciate you, man.
Listen, Brett Mahoney, I mean Royce Johnson. Can't
tell you. The two because he's so, you know. But, you know.
Thanks for being on the show, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Always, brother.
This is Victor Cruz with the Victor Cruz Acting Studio. Share this interview with all your friends and family.
Yes.
Keep listening to us. Definitely subscribe to our show. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.